And now, West Point Album with Milton Cross. From New York City, the U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force bring you a musical story of West Point, featuring America's foremost music commentator, Milton Cross. This transcribed feature is another in the series of The Voice of the Army.
We've got West Point.
Friends, this is Milton Cross speaking. You know, I'm really going to enjoy being with you for West Point Album, for the stirring music of West Point always thrills me. Take, for instance, Army Blue, our opening selection, which you hear playing now. Army Blue dates way back to pre-Civil War days, when the Army was dressed in blue, and West Point functioned much the same as it does today. You know, that's one of the wonderful things about West Point. Ever since its founding, the Academy has served America well. Even today, with modern military techniques overshadowing old tactics, and up-to-date scholastic methods replacing the old, the basic spirit of West Point lives on, and the core motto, duty, honor, country, means as much to the graduate of today as it did to the old West Pointers. Army Blue brings to West Point's music a touch of the old spirit. Graduates and cadets know it well, for they remember many a fun-filled hop that closed to the quiet strains of the orchestra playing Army Blue. Tradition is very important to West Point. Many customs have been handed down in the old ivy-covered barracks, and these have tempered the links that bind brother graduates. In the old days, the days of Cadet Ulysses S. Grant, Cadet Robert E. Lee, Cadet Edgar Allan Poe, and Cadet James Whistler, the name Benny Havens meant a friend to every cadet. Benny was proprietor of a tavern in Highland Falls, just outside West Point. And through the years, many a legend has grown up around the after-taps visits to Benny's and the lifelong friendships made in front of the fire over a brimming stein full of Benny's famous Catskill cider. The song Benny Havens O, which we hear next, is one of the old-time favorites of cadets and graduates throughout the Army and Air Force. In the Army, there's sobriety, promotions very slow. We'll sing our reminiscences of Benny Havens O.
Fill your glasses, fellows, and stand up in a row to singing sentimentally. We're going for to go. In the Army, there's sobriety. Promotion. ready for the foe. There we find the soldiers resting place beneath our soldiers' blow. We'll throw him out inside our grave. For then in heaven, oh.
Ask the average American about West Point, and he'll talk of fighting men and football, for the Army teams have made football history. The Big Rabble, as the team is affectionately known by the Corps, dominates the interest of every cadet at the Academy. It's been rightly said that nowhere else in the country is a team more enthusiastically supported than the black, gold, and gray of West Point. The football season electrifies the whole atmosphere up on the Hudson. From September on, cries of "On, brave old Army team!" echo through the areas and sally ports and across the plain. And the anticipation of planning for the coveted football trips adds to the autumn excitement. Why, even reveille is easy to take on a trip day. The Corps at a football game is really something to watch. One of the most stirring sights in the world is the pregame parade when the entire Corps of Cadets marches into the stadium. And what a cheering section! From the moment the last company has left the field and the Corps is seated, the noise begins. No wonder opposing coaches warn their teams about these cheering cadets. Newt Rockne once said,
"Boys, when you play Army, you're facing 12 men, not 11. You're playing the team and the cheering Corps."
Yes, every cadet, plebe, and first classman, and every graduate at the game cheer as one man for the Army team. Little wonder that spectators catch the spirit and become Army rooters, too. I think West Point's greatness lies in its democratic foundation. For at West Point, a man is a cadet and nothing more. His family background, former job, or social position mean nothing. A general's son, a farmer, and a boy from across the tracks live together and share each other's problems. A former officer, a combat sergeant, and an ex-petty officer have traded their war uniforms for the gray of the Corps, and each has the same chance for success. The Academy is a real melting pot, and these men who come from all walks of life enter the Academy and become more than individuals. They become part of one of the finest organizations in the world, and each member of this organization is dedicated to the principles of devotion to duty, the highest sense of honor, and unswerving loyalty to his country. One of the most impressive West Point anthems is "The Corps." It has been said that more than any other song, this selection embodies the real spirit of West Point. For living or dying, to honor the Corps, and the Corps, and the Corps.
The Corps. The Corps. The Corps. The Corps. Thank you.
cadets of West Point are doing their duty in the time-honored tradition of the Academy. To cadets and alumni alike, the West Point alma mater is the musical bond which links these men and their ideals and makes West Point and its sons an important part of American life. Let duty be well performed, honor be e'er untarned, country be ever armed, West Point, by thee.
The voice of the Army thanks you for your West Point album. Your commentary on this wonderful music has given us all a better understanding of the United States Military Academy.
Well, Joe, the music of West Point always makes for good listening, and I've really enjoyed being here to listen to it with you and our audience.
You brought out some very important facts about West Point, too, Milton, especially the point about the former servicemen who are now members of the Corps of Cadets. For there are now 812 cadets who previously served in the Army and Air Force. And every soldier and airman who is qualified now has the opportunity to become a West Pointer. The doors of the United States Military Academy at West Point are open to qualified regular Army and Air Force men who have 1 year of honorable service and who meet the requirements of physical fitness, age, and mental ability. A West Point cadet receives the finest four-year college education available, a Bachelor of Science degree, and the rank of Second Lieutenant in the Army or Air Force upon graduation. The serious-minded men who have graduated from West Point in the past are the military leaders of today. West Point album with Milton Cross as featured commentator was brought to you by your U.S. Army and the U.S. Air Force. The program was written by Charles Wilkes and directed by Major Hugh K. Murray. This is Joe Ripley speaking. This transcribed feature has been another in the series of The Voice of the Army.